Today's Amud is Yevamos Pei Beis Amud Beis. We're holding on Pei Beis Amud Aleph, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words of Safa Rabbi Yechna. So the Mishnah had mentioned the Shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, is that an androgynous who's a Kohen that's married to a Bas Yisrael, so the androgynous is Meichel her in Truma. So seemingly, according to Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, androgynous has the din of a zachar. Memela, if you have an androgynous who's a kain, who's married to a Bas Yisrael, you can be mindful her in truma. However, the Gemara brought the machlekas of Yechon and Rish Lakish, and it's not really so simple how to understand Pshan and Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon. It's machlekas of Yechon and Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish held that according to Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Shimon, really an androgynous is just a suffix zachar. It's just a suffix zachar. So how is he Michael, his wife, in Truma? Maybe he's not a zachar, in which case he's not married to her. So how could he be Michael her in Truma? Says Reish Lakish, we're describing specifically Truma Bizman Azeh, which is only Truma Midrabanan, but may the suffix Rabbanan Lakula. However, when it comes to Truma Bizman Amikdash, when it comes to Chaz V'Shoik, that are Daraisa, so then in a Chanami, Avada, Kain, who's an androgynous, is not going to be Michael, his wife, who's a Bas Yisrael. However, Rabbi Yechanan said that no, that even Truma Bizman Azeh is the Araisa, and Al Karchach, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, when they said an androgynous is Michael's wife in Truma, it must be it's because they held that an androgynous is a Vadai Zachar. It must be that he's a Vadai Zachar, and that's how he's able to be Michael's wife in Truma, because Truma Bizman Azeh is the Araisa. Being that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Truma Bizman Azeh is the Araisa, there's no difference between Truma Bizman Azeh, Truma Bizman Amikdash, Chazav V'Shoik, all these things, this kind is an androgynous. Is Michael's wife, because if you Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, androgynous has a din of a vaday zachar. So that's the machlekes of Yechon and Reish Lakish, had to understand the din of a Mishnah, which is really based on how they hold if Truma Bizman Azeh, the Rabbanan or the Raisa. Each one brought a makar for their Shita. Now it says the Gemara of Asever, Rabbi Yechon and Truma Bizman Azeh, the Raisa. Is this really even true that Rabbi Yechon holds that Truma Bizman Azeh, the Raisa? Well, Tanya, it seems to be against the Mefurish of Raisa. We learned in the Raisa that if you have shtei kupais, you have two baskets, you have two bins, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. Inside bin aleph, inside bin number A is chulin, and inside bin number B is truma. You see it, there's grapes, chulin grapes in bin A, and there's truma grapes in bin B. Ulefnehem shtei sa'in. And then in front of these boxes, you have two piles. You have a pa'achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One pile A, is chulin grapes, and pile B is truma grapes. You see the grapes, you see the buckets, you know exactly what's what. However, you turn around, you come back, and you see that the grapes were put into the buckets. V'naflu elu b'seich elu, the piles of grapes are now in the two buckets. And you don't know which grapes went into which bucket. It could be grapes A, in the first pile, which were chulin, went into bucket B, which are truma grapes. In which case, you have a mixture of truma and chulin. It could be the grapes in pile B, which are truma grapes, fell in or went into bucket number one, bucket A, which is chulin grapes. And that bucket's now a mixture of chulin and truma. So what's the halacha? Says the Braisa, you don't know which one fell into which. Hare elu mutarim. The halacha is that all the grapes are mutar, even to a zar. Sha'ani aimer, because I am allowed to assume, meaning at least the grapes in bucket A, which we know were chulin grapes, now there's other grapes inside of it. There might be truma grapes that mixed in. No, we say that the grapes in bucket A, which were chulin, that was the bucket that had the chulin grapes, that bucket remains mutter to a zar. Bucket B will be aser to a zar, but bucket A remains mutter. Why? How could it remain mutter? Sha'ani aimer elu b'taych elu. Because I assume, I'm allowed to assume, maybe midin savik the rabbanan lekula, that seems to be the assumption, that I assume that the chulin grapes fell into the chulin bucket, truma otech truma naflu, v'chulin b'teich chulin naflu. I'm allowed to assume, I say, that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin, and inside this chulin bucket is really just chulin grapes. Now, v'amar Reish Lakish explained, v'hu shirabu chulin ala truma. that this, that we say, Sha'ani Aymer, that I'm allowed to assume that the grapes in bucket A are really all chulin grapes, even though grapes fell into it. I'm allowed to assume that it was chulin grapes that fell into it. It's discussing, specifically discussing a case where originally, before anything fell into the buckets, so I know that there were, let's say, 100 chulin grapes inside bucket A, and the amount of grapes that were in the truma pile was less than 100. So anyways, midaraisa, I have arrived. Midarabanan, it's true, truma is only a bottle in 100-to-1 ratio, but lemaisa, midaraisa, anyways, it was a bottle. I have a sheer bittle, because there's a rive of chulin over the truma. So since you have the rive, and as we know, Rish Lakish holds truma bizman is as the rabbanon, and you have this rive, so then I say, sha'ani aymer, then it can be meiko. Rabbi Yechanan amar, afa pisha rive rabu chulin ala truma. Rabbi Yechanan says that no, the bucket A is mutter to a zar, even if there's no rive. Even if there's no rive, I still say shani aymer, and I'm allowed to be meiko. So the fact that Rabbi Yechanan could say such a thing, says the Gemara, that seems to be a raya that it must be Rabbi Yechanan holds that Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan. Otherwise, how on earth could he be so meiko? How could Rabbi Yechanan, without a rive, if Shuma's the Raisa, say Shani Aymer, I'm just going to assume that the chulin grapes fell into the chulin bucket. How are you assuming that? What gives you the right to assume that? If Shuma's the Raisa, and if there's no rive, so what would give him the right to assume that? Elamai sounds like Rabbi Yechanan holds that Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan. So how could we say before that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Shuma Bizman is as the Raisa? It seems from here that Rabbi Yechanan holds that Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan, and the Gemara speaks it out. The Bishlam of the Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish Ashita in this Braisa, and to explain the Braisa makes a lot of sense. Even though that which he requires a rive, even though anyways Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan, I could hear that. Says the Gemara, the Bishlam of the Reish Lakish, Ksavar b'drabbanan nami, Rebu Yehuda b'inan, even though anyways, Truma Bizman is as the Rabbanan, he still says, only be Meiko once you have arrived, and then you can be Meiko and you could say, Sha'ani Aymer. Elul Rabbi Yechanan Kasha, but according to Rabbi Yechanan that we mentioned before, he holds that Truma Bizman is as the Raisa, so how could he be so Meiko in this Raisa, and say, Sha'ani Aymer, if he holds that Truma Bizman is as the Raisa? Agav, we'll see soon that the Machlaikas of Truma Bizman is as the Raisa, the Rabbanan is telling him whether or not you hold that there's still Kedushas Ha'aretz now. Nowadays. So if you're telling me before that Rabbi Yechanan holds Truma Bizman is as Daraisa, there's still Kedusha Saaretz, and Truma Bizman is as Daraisa, so then how could he be so meiko and say this, Sha'ani Aymer, even without a rive? It's impossible. This Braisa, the way Rabbi Yechanan explains the Braisa, seems to be very clear that Rabbi Yechanan holds that there is no Kedusha Saaretz today, and therefore Truma Bizman is as Darabanan, in which case we have a stira over here. Rabbi Yechanan seems to be clear that Truma Bizman is as the Rabbanan, whereas when he explained our Mishnah, he said that Lefi Rabbi Yaisi and Lefi Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon, that an androgynous can feed his wife Truma, two adin chasef hashayik, because it's all daraisa, and it must be Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon hold that an androgynous is a vandai zachar, because Truma Bizman is as daraisa. It's a stira in Rabbi Yechanan. Is Truma Bizman is as the Rabbanan or daraisa? So says the Gemara, it's a machlaikas tanayim, and in one place, Rabbi Yechanan, hamani Rabbanani, when he was explaining this braisa of the kupais, so Rabbi Yechanan was explaining it, Aliba Darabanan. The Rabbanan hold that Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan. So Mamela, he was explaining the braisa, since that's the Shita of the Chachamim. So he was explaining the braisa, Aliba the Chachamim, that Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan. Mamela, you don't even need a rive. Once, anyways, Shuma Bizman is as the Rabbanan. So I could say Sha'ani Aymer, even without a rive. However, when it came to our Mishnah, Va'ana Da'ami Krab Yaisi, Rabbi Yechanan will tell you that I was going like Krab Yaisi because I'm trying to explain Shita's Rabbi Yaisi. Our mission is Rabbi Yaisi and Rabbi Shimon talking. One of the Tanayim talking is Rabbi Yaisi. He's the one who says that an androgynous can feed his wife, an androgynous Kayin can feed his wife Truma, who's a Bas Yisrael. So since I'm explaining Rabbi Yaisi, and Rabbi Yaisi Shita is that Truma Bizman is as the Raisa. That's Rabbi Yaisi Shita. Mamela explained it. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yaisi. And who adin chasav v'shaik? And it must be that an androgynous is a vadei zachar because Shuma Bizman is el. If you're Rabbi Yaisi, is the Raisa. And the Gemara explains, how did Rabbi Yechanan know that Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, where is he getting it from? That Lefi Rabbi Yaisi, Shuma Bizman is the Raisa? The Tanya, because he had a Braisa. The Tanya b'Seder Olam, it's a Braisa in Seder Olam. We'll see soon that Rabbi Yochanan says is authored by none other than Rabbi Yaisi. And we learned in the Braisa in Seder Olam, the Braisa darshans the Pasuk, Asher Yirshu Avisecha V'Yirishta, it says that your fathers will inherit the land and they will inherit it. So it's two times the Lashon of Yerusha. And we learn from there that there are two Yerushas of Eretz Yisrael, only two, not three. Yerusha Rishayna Ushniya Yeshlaim. Eretz Yisrael has two Yerushas. There's the Yerusha Bizman Yeshua, when Yeshua took Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael after Moshe's Petira. And then Ushniya Yeshlan is also a second Yerusha, the Eile Bavel Bizman Ezra, when Klal Yisrael went up, or at least part of Klal Yisrael went up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and they conquered Eretz Yisrael for the second time. So those two Yerushas, those bring Kedusha Sa'aretz. V'shlishas ein lehem. But there's no third Yerusha that brings Kedusha Sa'aretz. Why not? Because the second Yerusha that Ezra already did, already was Mekadish the land in a way that it's Kedusha l'shaita u'kitsha l'asad lavay. That the Kedusha lasts forever, even when we got kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael remains. There is still Kedusha Sa'aretz today. After Yeshua, Bizman Yeshua's Kedusha, that wasn't Asa Lavai. That when Klal Yisrael left Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha left with it. Shnia, when Ezra though went in, so that it was actually Kedusha that lasts Asa Lavai. But Mela, there are only two Yerushas. There is no third Yerusha. Because even nowadays, there is still Kedusha Sa'aretz. So what do you see from here? That the Tana of Seder Olam clearly holds that there is Kedusha Sa'aretz nowadays. That Shuma Bizman is Ez Da'araisa. Va'amar Rabbi Yochanan. Man Tana Seder Olam, who's the author of Seder Olam? It's Rabbi Yaisi. So Dr. Rabbi Yochanan, I have arrived from Seder Olam that the Shita of Rabbi Yaisi is Truma Bizman Ezez Daraisa. There's Kedusha Sa'aretz nowadays. Truma Bizman Ezez Daraisa. Since there's Kedusha Sa'aretz, since Truma Bizman Ezez Daraisa, so therefore in explaining the Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan says there's no Makom L'chalik between Truma and Chazav Hashayit. And Al Karachach, the Pshan in Rabbi Yaisi is, the reason why an Androgynous Kain feeds his wife Truma, it's because Rabbi Yaisi holds that an Androgynous is a Vadai Zachar, because otherwise how would he be makel to allow an androgynous kind to feed his wife Chuma? Chuma Bizman is Ez Daraisa. It must be it's a Vadai Zachar, in which case there's no Makom Machalik between Chuma and Chazav Hashayit. That's the Pshan in Rabbi Yochanan when he explained our Mishnah. By the case of the Kupais, where Rabbi Yochanan explains the case of Kupais, as even discussing a case where there's no Rai, and still we say Shani Aymer, it's because he was explaining Alibad HaChachamim, Alibad HaRabbanan, who say that Chuma Bizman is Ez Darabbanan. The Mela we can be makel and say Shani Oimer, even without a rive. Now ask the Gemara, V'savar Rabbi Yochanan b'drabbanan lo'i b'inan rebuya? Fine, so he holds that the Tana of Kupais, he wants to make an alibi d'rabbanan. And the Rabbanan hold that Chuma Bizman is Ez d'rabbanan. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says that you don't even need a rive, and you could say Shani Oimer even without a rive. Ask the Gemara, is that really true? You can be so makel by the Rabbanans even without a Rav? Yeah. So now we're going to see soon, really, that it's clear from the Gemara that the Gemara understood that even if you're Rabbi Yochanan, by the case of the Kupais, Rabbi Yochanan says even without a Rav, you could be makel and say Shani Omer. He doesn't mean so simply that you could just not have a Rav. He means that even a 50-50 is enough. That even if it's exactly 50-50, I could be makel and say Shani Omer. If it would be Rav Truma, so then even Rabbi Yochanan, even though it's the Rabbanan, Rabbi Yochanan would not be so makel as to say Shani Omer if there was Rav Truma. He was just saying that you don't need Rav Chulin. That's what Reish Lakish said, that you need Rav Chulin. And then Rabbi Yochanan says, no, even if there's no Rav, even if it's just 50-50, but at least 50-50, that yes, that you do need. But ask the Gemara, is that true that you even need a 50-50? That you need a 50-50 is enough just because it's the Rabbanan. So 50-50 is enough? Is that really true? About Tanami, we learned in the Mishnah, the Gabi Mikvah, the Mishnah says, in Mesechus Mikvahis, that Mikvah, Sheyesh by Arbaim Sa Mechuvanis. You have a Mikvah that has exactly 40 Sa. Nasan Sa, and you put in a Sa of Shar Mashkin, of Mashkin, of other liquids that are Pasul, Midin Mayim Shuvim, it's a Pasul de Rabbanan, Rashi says, but it's technically something which is Pasul to be used as a mikvah, and you put that into the mikvah. Now, once you already have a mikvah 40 Sa, there's no problem with adding in this Mayim Shuvim, it's not going to Pasul the mikvah. So he puts in a sa of mayim shuvin, and now there's 41 sa. And then the natal sa, he takes away a sa of water from the mikvah. The halacha is that kosher, the mikvah remains kosher. Now the shayla is how many times could you keep doing this? V'amar Rav Yehuda bar Sheila, Amar Rav Asli, Amar Rav Yochanan, says Rav Yochanan that ad rubai, you could only keep doing this ad rubai. So what does it mean ad rubai? My lav din ishtaya rubai. It sounds like that the most you could do this is 19 times. You could do this up to 19 times, but it has to be that we know for sure that there's at least a rive of kasher mikvah water inside the mikvah. So what do you see from here? That even though it's derabanan, right? Even though it's derabanan, Maim Shuvin only passes the mikvah midarabanan. Still Rabbi Yochanan says that you need a rive. You need a rive. 50-50 would not have been enough. You need it to be that there's neshtaya rubai. You have 50-50 that would not be good enough. So it's a stira in Rabbi Yochanan. Which the Gemara says, why no? The loy nishkal rubai. When he said that you could only do it at rubai, he means that you can't take rive. You can't do it 21 times. But 20 times is perfectly okay, because a 50-50 is beseder. Like Rabbi Yochanan Lashitasa, a 50-50 would be beseder. You just can't do it rive times. You can't do it 21 times. Or if you buy same, another way to get out of the stira is that in a chanami, over there by the mikvah, you need to leave a rive. You can only do it a maximum of 19 times. You have to leave a rive. And the reason why he's machmer by the mikvah, that you need to leave a rive. And by the kupais, he's more mako. Why by kupais is he mako, that even a 50-50 is good enough? Because by the case of the kupais, there's an additional reason to be mako. Mamela, even a 50-50 is good enough, because there's an additional reason to be mako, because you have a sha'ani aimer. You could say that the chulin fell into the chulin, and the truma fell into the truma. There's some sort of sfara of sha'ani aimer that could work, even if it's just a 50-50, especially if truma bizman says, the rabbanan lafi the rabbanan. So since it's only the rabbanan, and you have a 50-50, and you have the sfara of sha'ani aimer, you could be mako. But by mikvah, even though it's true, it's only me the rabbanan, but a 50-50 won't be good enough, because you don't have the svara of shani aimer. So that's why by kupais he's more mekel than he is by the case of the mikvah. Now going back to the machlekes, so we said we have a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish of Chuma Bizman Hazez, the Rabbanu Daraisa, which also affects the way they learn the Mishnah. If you Reish Lakish, when Rabbi Yossi says that an androgynous kain feeds his wife Chuma, it was only misafik, it was only because an androgynous has a din of a safik zachar. It's not a bani zachar, it's a safik zachar. So he was naked by Chuma because Chuma Bizman Hazez, the Rabbanu. Chazav Vishayk, that's the Raisa, he'd be machmer, or even Chuma Bizmana Mikdash, he'd be machmer, because it's only an androgynous only has a din of a safik. Whereas Rabbi Yochanan, who held that Chuma Bizman Hazez the Araisa, and Stafir Rabbi Yossi, and Afal Pikin Rabbi Yossi held that the androgynous kain feeds his wife Chuma, it must be he held that an androgynous has a din of a Vadai Zachar. So now says the Gemara of Akash and Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish who says, Stafir Rabbi Yossi, the Reish Lakish who says that an androgynous is only a Safik Zachar, ask the Gemara Tanabu, we learned in the Mishnah, the same Mishnah. Our Mishnah then goes on to say that an androgynous is nice, that an androgynous is allowed to marry a woman. It sounds like even Lechatchila, so it's a Kasha and Reish Lakish. If an androgynous is only a Safik Zachar, how could you say that he could go to a woman and marry her? It's a Safik that he might be in the cave. How could you allow such a thing? So says the Gemara in the Chanami, Tani Imnasa. It doesn't really mean that he could Lechatchila go and marry a woman. What the Mishnah means to say is imnasa, that if he marries a woman, so it's a suffix, so Mamela is going to have to give her a get. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Ask the Gemara, v'hanaisei katani. What do you mean? How could you say that the way you're supposed to understand it is b'di'eved, the lashon of the Mishnah is an androgynous is nice. That sounds very much like it's even mutar l'chatchila. So says Reish Lakish back, ul'tameich, according to you, if you're saying that the Mishnah is talking in l'chatchila terms, so my avoloi nisa. What does the Mishnah mean when it then says, but he should not get married from a man? He shouldn't be makabel kedushin from a man. You're going to say it means only lechatchila. You shouldn't get married by a man. What do you mean? But you say that an androgynous is a vadai zachar. So it's not just lechatchila. He shouldn't accept kedushin from a man. It's even b'dieved. It's not going to be chal. Elamai nisa dieved. So even you're going to be maskim that nisa avoloi nisa means that even b'dieved the kedushin is not chal because he's a vadai zachar. So that's what even you're going to have to agree that nisa means dieved. Well, if so, naisei nami. So I'll also tell you that even though the lashon of the Mishnah is nisei, that an androgynous is nisei, it really means b'di'evet. It really just means that it's only b'di'evet that he could be nisei a zachar, but really l'chatchila he shouldn't because he's only a safek zachar. However, Amri, they said back to Reish Lakish, said, no, what are you talking about? Loi nice, loi, no. Loi say l'chadchila mashma, avo loi nisa, d'yevan nami loi. It's not true. The Mishnah is not, that doesn't have to be parallel. The two l'shaynis are mashma different things. Nisa is mashma that we allow him to marry a zachar l'chadchila. Loi nisa is mashma that even if he does marry a zachar, it's not, the nisa is mashma he can marry a nekeva l'chadchila. And avo loi nisa is mashma that even b'dyevan, if he gets married by a man, it's not chal. So the Mishnah is Lefi Reish Rabbi Yochanan. The Mishnah reads beautifully. He could be he's a vade zachar, so he could be nice lechatchila. He could give kedushin to a woman lechatchila. But if he accepts kedushin from a man, so that's not chal even b'diavad. So the Mishnah reads perfectly Lefi Rabbi Yochanan. If you Reish Lakish, the Mishnah is shver, and the Gemara leaves it as a kasha. We ask the Gemara, "Vad mi dekatani seifa?" Look at the seifa of the Mishnah. The seifa of the Mishnah sounds like Reish Lakish. The seifa of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Eliezer speaks up against the Tanakhama seemingly, and Rabbi Eliezer says that an androgynous chayav and olav skila kezachar, that if a zachar is with an androgynous, so then he's chayav skila as a zachar. So what's that sound like? It sounds like Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's a chayav skila. Rabbi Eliezer holds that an androgynous has a din of a vaday zachar, and mamela if he's together with another zachar, there'll be a chayav skila because he has a din of a vaday zachar. That sounds like the Tanakhama would disagree and hold that there's no skila because he holds that an androgynous is only a suffix zachar. So the seifa of the Mishnah is actually mashma like Reish Lakish. So, and what's Rabbi Yechonah going to do with the seifa? So says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yechonah will tell you that bein lamar mifshab shitalei, that both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer hold that an androgynous has a din of a vade zachar. So what's the machlekes? The machlekes is there skila by both places? An androgynous is a person that has both a makim nakvas and a makim zachris. The shaila is, if let's say he's with the zachar in the makim nakvas and in the makim zachris, is he chayv in both places or only if he's with the zachar in the makim zachris? So says the Gemara, that skila b'shnei mekaymes, that's the nafkamina. The Mar Savar, the Tanakhama held, chayav and love skila mishtei mekaymes. The Tanakhama holds he's a vade zachar, no matter which place he's together with another man, there'll be a chayav skila. Umar Savar kizachar, whereas Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's chayav love mishkav, he's chayav and love skila kizachar, what he means to say is actually a kula. What he means to say is that the only time there's gonna be a chayav skila is only if he uses the makim zacharis. So Rabbi Eliezer was actually being more mekul than the Tanakhama. But really, even the Tanakhama agrees that he's a vade zachar and there's a chiyuv skila. In fact, he's more machmir. He holds the chiyuv skila by both mekaymais. Rabbi Eliezer is coming to say that no, the chiyuv skila is only if he's doing a kizachar in the makim zachars. That's the machlekes, but it could be that's why Rabbi Yochanan will tell you to learn the Mishnah that really everybody holds he has the din of a vade zachar.